Ukraine security issue.
Russia's war on Ukraine has taken the lives of 136 children, Ukraine's Office of the Prosecutor General said in the latest statement. At least 199 children have been wounded since Russian troops invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Russia continues to target civilians and critical civilian infrastructure, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday. In 31 days of this war, Russian airstrikes damaged at least 59 spiritual temples, mosques, churches, religious educational institutions. Over 200 schools were destroyed or damaged, dozens of hospitals. Russia doesn't stop even at bombarding hospitals. Russian troops deliberately shelled the places used by regular peaceful civilians for shelter. 10 million people have already become displaced in Ukraine. More than 3.5 million were forced to move abroad, leave our country in search of safety. Their absolute majority are women and children, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Volodymyr Zelensky called on energy-producing countries to increase output so that Russia cannot use its oil and gas wealth to blackmail other nations. He said this in a surprise video appearance at the annual Doha Forum in Qatar. In his speech, Ukraine's leader urged more than a dozen world leaders to take stronger action in putting an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He went on to say that Russia's war on Ukraine could be followed by a global food crisis, yet there are ways to prevent it. President Volodymyr Zelensky. We all need to not allow any food shortage because of this war. That's why the policy of sanctions against Russia, all the restrictions on Russia have only one goal, for Russia to seek peace and not to create global threats. I call on all countries to join this. Russia must seek peace. It must stop the war against Ukraine. It must stop any attempts to break global stability and to bring back the old ugly habits of those who were looking for colonies and imposing inequality. It's a matter of time before European countries refuse the purchase of Russian oil and gas. The responsible countries, in particular Qatar, are reliable and solid suppliers of energy resources, and they can make their contribution towards stabilizing the situation in Europe. They can do a lot to restore justice. The future of Europe depends on your efforts. I urge you, increase the production of energy sources, so that Russia understands that no country can use energy as a weapon of blackmailing the world, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. Earlier, Ukraine's agriculture minister, Mykola Solsky, said the country's grain export situation gets worse by the day. He warned that though spring sowing is underway in unoccupied territories, the grain crisis could only be resolved if the war ends. A humanitarian catastrophe is unfolding in Chernihiv in the north of Ukraine. The city has been bombarded for weeks now with Russian troops circling the city. The city's electricity has been cut, there is little water, no heating, and food is running out fast. Currently, there are still an estimated 150,000 people trapped inside the city, according to Mayor Vladislava Troshenko, who has managed to film some of the destruction. And there are bombed houses and buildings on fire everywhere. Chernihiv is almost destroyed. Over 200 civilians are killed. The shells are hitting people standing in lines to buy bread, Atroshenko said. Russian forces are also constantly firing the Donetsk region's cities and villages. But the Ukrainian armed forces keep the defense. Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk Military Civil Administration, told Ukrainian radio. The most challenging situation is in Avdiivka. So unfortunately, it happened that along the line of demarcation, the city is being fired upon. Avdiivka, Mariinka, Pokrovsk, Kramatorsk. Although Kramatorsk is not on the line of demarcation, there are also periodic missile strikes. Drushkivka and Konstantinivka are also under shelling, said Pavlo Kirilenko. At least 100,000 people still need to be evacuated from the besieged port city of Mariupol in southeast of Ukraine. This is according to Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk. Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko says the situation in the city remains critical, with street fighting taking place in its center. According to a statement from the city council, about 300 people are believed to have died in a Russian attack on Mariupol's drama theater 9 days ago. We still do not want to believe this horror. We still want to believe that everyone managed to escape. But the words of those who were inside the building at the time of this terrorist act say otherwise, reads the statement. What is happening in Mariupol is not just a humanitarian crisis. It is pure genocide. Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov is convinced because, according to him, at least 100 people die in the city every day. The humanitarian situation is terrible. Terrible probably is not the right word, but I can't find a better one. For more than 20 days, the city has been completely without utilities. Electricity, heating, garbage collection. Unfortunately, we can't even provide funeral services. The number of citizens who are staying, in my opinion, is more significant. The city has between 150 and 200,000 inhabitants, said Sergei Orlov. Mass anti-Russian rallies are taking place in the temporarily occupied cities of southern Ukraine. The Center for Strategic Communications and Information Security announces this on its Telegram channel. Even though the invaders impose a strict administrative and police regime in the temporarily occupied territories, Ukrainians are not afraid to hold mass protests. Nothing can stop Ukrainians. They are citizens of their country, the statement said. In particular, residents of Kherson once again went out to the streets with blue and yellow symbols. The occupiers, who thought they would be met here with bread and salt, did not expect such resistance. A mass march took place in Kakhovka under the slogans, "There is only one free Ukraine." Ukrainians also organized the traditional peaceful rally in Berdyansk. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine stated that even hostile intelligence concluded that due to strong opposition from Ukrainians, it was impossible to establish pro-Russian authorities in the territories temporarily controlled by the occupiers. The Russian invaders have damaged another Holocaust memorial, Drobytsky Yar, located near Kharkiv. As we reported in early March, a Russian missile strike hit the territory of Babyn Yar Holocaust Memorial Complex in Kyiv. Babyn Yar was the spot where over 33,000 Jews were shot dead in September 1941, which makes it one of the largest mass killing incidents under the Nazi regime. Drobytsky Yar witnessed deaths of 20,000 Jews, Ukrainians and Russians murdered by the Nazis. Commenting on the first attack weeks ago, President Zelensky said Russia wants to erase Ukraine and its history and urged Jews not to stay silent on the invasion. Head of the presidential office Andriy Yermak has called on Ukraine's international partners to officially recognize the Russian Federation as a terrorist state and the Russian Federation Armed Forces as a terrorist organization. Speaking at an exclusive Atlantic Council event late Friday, Yermak called for more weapons, wider sanctions against Russia, and a tougher global stance against Russian President Vladimir Putin. He reminded that it's important to remember who started this war, as Ukraine pushes for real security guarantees of its independence, territorial integrity, and sovereignty. Head of the presidential office, Andriy Yermak. Russia can and should be called a terrorist state. Russian armed forces are destroying our cities, not just because their ammunition is obsolete and not accurate. They do it to spread terror. White phosphorus bombs dropped on the Kyiv region are not about warfare domination. Thorough destruction of Mariupol is not about warfare domination. There were more people in pre-war Mariupol than Miami. Imagine Miami without water supply, without access to medicine, without food. Imagine Miami reduced to dust day by day, along with its residents who are not allowed to evacuate, block by block. Schools, the theater, nurseries, without any military importance, just to scare people. They destroy objects of civilian infrastructure and use unconventional weapons to cause a humanitarian disaster. They resort to chemical and nuclear blackmail, the threat of catastrophes caused by diversions at the captured Chernobyl and Zaporizhia nuclear power plants remains very high. They hide behind civilians, take them hostage by dozens of thousands, and forcibly move them for work in the depressed regions of Russia. They call it evacuation when in fact it's kidnapping. That is why I address our partners. It's time to recognize the Russian Federation as a terrorist state. Officially, time to recognize the Russian armed forces as a terrorist organization. Time to admit they are a criminal organization, said head of the office of the president Andriy Yermak. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba and defense minister Oleksiy Reznikov met with U.S. President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Warsaw on Saturday. As Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said following the talks, Ukraine had received additional security pledges from the United States on developing defense cooperation. President Biden said what is happening in Ukraine will change the history of the 21st century, and we will work together to ensure that this change is in our favor, in Ukraine's favor, in the favor of the democratic world, Kuleba said. Both Ukraine's foreign minister and defense minister made a rare trip out of Ukraine, which is seen as a possible sign of growing confidence in the fight back against Russian forces.